24DJW.
JW10GR.
I don't know how long this handheld's going to work from out in the yard. I'm just sitting in the shade, letting the battery charge up while I let my internal batteries charge up on a handheld. Hasn't been used to talk on the repeater much in a long time.
Well, you're about a 5x5 there if you was talking on HF. You got some white noise, typical of a handheld. I'm just wondered if you can say anything. Did you solve the ambiguity yesterday? Was that intentional QRM or not?
It was, and he was mobile. He wasn't stationary. I moved the handheld to the other side of my head because that hand is stronger than the other hand. The other hand's been pushing more and holding on to the throttle. But, yeah, it was, and he was moving from place to place. We got crossing vectors on him in multiple places, so we know his pattern. That might be why he's not doing anything today.
Well, good luck with that, Dave, and thanks for that. Yeah, I heard that information on another repeater where a certain person was talking about it openly when it first went into service, but that's all I'll say about it, because you know him very well. So I knew it existed, and then I have seen the DF on the tower, so I know without question being around the Navy and antennas and stuff. But I wish you luck, and if I can be of any help in any way, well, let me know. We just got home from the hospital and went to Aldi's and went to Walmart and got out alive. Can you believe that?
Believe that. Yesterday was that kind of a day for me. Burned through a whole bunch of cash. It doesn't take much these days. Burned through a whole bunch of cash going to the pet store and the grocery store. Back in the day, my first Mustang cost as much as I spent yesterday. My 65 Mustang that I bought when I was 14 years old cost as much as I spent in the pet store and in Ingles yesterday.
I can believe that. Well, we did go to Lowe's also. I wanted some Velcro, and I didn't have what I want, so I just ordered on Amazon. They had some rolls of Velcro there as much as $35. They were pretty big, but I didn't want that. I just wanted about a 1-inch wide, and I wanted a 10-pound hold. A stronger one than normal, but I don't need it urgently, so I just passed on it. On the way out, there's a guy sitting up there with hot dogs. I'm not much of a hot dog fan, but he's not right in the main door. He's over, would be to the east of the main door. And I highly recommend him. I thought I'd save Bernice making a meal. And we got two hot dogs, and they are gourmet, I'll tell you for sure. Really enjoyed them with chili, mustard, ketchup, you name it, the whole nine yards. And so we avoided lunch today.
Bernice got a break. She deserves a break. Good for her. I used to eat two hot dogs every single day for 10 years while I was going back and forth to Charlotte. The hot dog guy outside of the Gateway Village that I worked in Charlotte, they were good. I'd go down there, get me two hot dogs and a drink, and I'd walk up to my desk and continue to write code while I was eating hot dogs and drinking a Mountain Dew. I don't eat many hot dogs anymore. It's like personal pan pizzas when I was going to school. I ate a personal pan pizza every day for 6 years when I was going to school. And I don't eat personal pan pizzas anymore. You know, I tend to stick to the same thing till I burn out on it, then I move to something else.
Well, I can see that. Well, Bernice has had those pizzas at Quick Trip before we're out traveling or something. By golly, they're pretty good, aren't they, Mom? Hi, Dave. Oh, she just took a drink over here. Well, we didn't order a drink there. I thought we had enough in this glass of water, but we had drank it all. And I got to thinking, well, we got a whole case of bottled water in the trunk, so I got out and got one, and there was still plenty of ice left, and heck, I felt like MacGyver. Dave, I'll let you go. We're in the drive here, just feeding the gas station. By the way, Willis is number 8 down there. All the pumps were had yellow tags on them, out of service. So I'm sure they're out of gas, and I hope that isn't a trend.
But I don't use much gas anymore these days. Trying to wean myself off of it. Well, and about the Doppler, we did open it up about two, maybe three meetings ago to where it's okay to discuss it and let people know that we have it. We're not going to give any details like how many there are, where they're located, or what they look like, none of that stuff, but it is okay to discuss it and talk about it on the air. Eventually, long term, it's probably going to spread out beyond just our club because it's super, super, super good technology. I wish I could give you more, but that's all I can give you right now. But it is okay to discuss it now. We did open that up about three club meetings ago, just so you know. And hello, Bernice.
Yeah, I'd like to say and give a lot of praise to Bob. And well done, as he used to say in the Navy. Well, I think that's a good idea, because it got out anyways, but I hadn't said anything about it. But I hope they nail them, and I hope they nail them with big fines. And if you say it's super accurate technology, I'm certain it's super accurate technology, because you've done that all your life. Take care, Dave. I got to go pick up the eggs out here from the chickens and get settled in. I missed getting my medicine delivery this morning because I had to sign for it. We were here, and the guy even come back a second time because I saw him on my security camera. But I left him a note that we'd be here tomorrow. And actually, UPS, my choice, sent me a thing, said he'd be back tomorrow, this morning. And he come back today for a second time. He's really a nice fella. Nothing like Shane, you know who I'm talking. Anyways, take care. W4DJW in 0TR73.
Well, the girls out back, the ham radio community said hello. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of this beautiful day in 0TR W4DJW clear.